Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, NABWIC listeners. You are listening in this morning to NABWIC Talks. This is NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we are excited to have you on this morning. This morning, we will be speaking with another very amazing guest, Ms. Tanya Marble. So get ready. It's going to be an amazing show this morning. But before we do, I'd like to invite each and every one of you to jump on another line, send out a text, and invite someone else over to our show. They can listen in on their browser at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC, and we are on live right now. Also, you can simply call in at 714-459-3918. You'll be able to listen in from your phone, and if you want to join in and become a part of the conversation, just press 1. We'll see you come up at the top of our queue, and we will be able to add you into the conversation. Also, I invite you to visit our website, www.nabwic.org. There, you can learn more about our growing national organization. You can join our email list, so you can keep so that you can be updated on what's going on in the industry and what's going on with our organization. And you can also consider joining the organization and also becoming a guest on one of our future shows. So we're super excited to have you listen in this morning, all of our returning listeners. We're here every single Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we definitely welcome our new listeners this morning. So we're excited to have each and every one of you on, and we're also very excited to hear from our guest this morning. So let's open up the call and say good morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Rachel. Good morning, NABWIC. Good morning, listeners.
Tanya, wow, we're so excited to have you on this morning. You have an amazing story. After reading your bio, and I'm sure you'll share so many things this morning, but just having that opportunity to learn more about your journey and get to know you a little better, I'm definitely inspired by all that you're out doing. And one of your main focuses right now is the Unity Bridge, and I definitely want everyone to hear about it. So tell Tanya, tell everybody a little bit about the Unity Bridge.
Wow, sure. Well, the Unity Bridge was just birthed, actually, this year, and it's launched a global campaign to assist nonprofit organizations across the country with fundraising initiatives. And there's some other marketing campaigns that we're doing, but our main focus is fundraising. And the Unity Bridge, we believe in universal and inclusive approaches to bridging our communities in order to have impactful and effective programs, you know, through our multicultural and dynamic outreach initiatives. We and our partners respectfully invite, you know, all communities who believe in an inclusive approach to join us.
Amazing. So tell us, what led you to founding the Unity Bridge?
Well, that's a very good question. The Unity Bridge really was not planned. During my spiritual hiatus, I guess I would call it, you know, through my restructuring my life, my journey, you know, I realized that, you know, I am a bridge. You know, through my entire life, I've always had a spirit of mediation. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anyone can, has anyone ever heard those two words in the same sentence? Mediation is usually a legal word. So to have a spirit of mediation is probably something that's been branded by me as well. You know, I just think that there's things that we can do, innovative things that we can do to make a difference. You know, and I am not one of those people that follows the crowd. I am usually someone that has a very innovative thinking brain, and the Unity Bridge just made sense. And as we continue to talk, I will uncover a little bit more, but it just made sense. And it is the bridge between the nonprofit organizations and the global community.
Well, I know that one of your focuses with the Unity Bridge is definitely fundraising. And in today's economy, there are so many nonprofit organizations that are trying to do so much and that have so much to offer in our communities. And one of their issues, I guess, is funding. So tell us what led you to having that focus on fundraising assistance for nonprofit organizations.
Well, again, I stumbled into fundraising. It was never my goal. While I was living in Atlanta, Georgia, I did a lot of volunteer work. I think it's very important that we have civic, we actually play a role in our communities and do civic things in our communities. And so that's really, I have a spirit of giving back. And through my working with several nonprofit organizations in Atlanta, the city of Atlanta, where I actually did some work with putting together some programs, etiquette training programs for the children during a couple of summers, and working with a seminary in Atlanta, I realized that most nonprofit organizations have, they're clueless, forgive me, but they're really clueless on how to effectively put dollars together to get their causes met, you know, to meet the things that they're trying to do. Most don't understand that they don't have to work as hard as they do. And as I prayed, pondered, and paused, I realized that I was again interested in making a difference and being a bridge.
Sorry, well, tell us, Tanya, I'm sure this led you to getting involved or getting in contact with different nonprofit organizations. Tell us about some of the nonprofit organizations that you've been able to work with, or the types of nonprofit organizations that you're working with.
Well, the ones that I'm working with at the moment, some of them, one is Caring Communities in Maryland. Caring Communities is an organization that's run by an amazing woman, Mona Friedman. And Mona, actually, I've known Mona for many, many years. She is the backbone for the senior community and the disabilities community in Maryland. Caring Communities has been around since 1976, I believe. And Mona has built it brick by brick. And now she is a household name. We met during my home health agency days, and we've become very good friends. And through my fundraising training and through some of the gifts and talents and some of the treasures that I've fallen upon, have been able to bring some of these wonderful ideas and some of these strategies to her organization. And there's some other organizations in Atlanta that I'm working with. But please, you know, anybody that's interested in finding more about what we do and who we're currently working with, I invite you to visit our website at www.theunitybridge.biz.
Gotcha. Well, again, everyone, that's www.theunitybridge.biz. Everyone, you're listening this morning to Ms. Tanya Marble, and we're very, very excited to hear from her, and we're learning so much. So let's turn the page a little bit and get into some of the other experiences that you have and maybe that you've actually connected to the Unity Bridge, or you can kind of share with us how this how everything works together. But I know that you've been involved with some network marketing. Share with us what your network marketing experience has been like so far.
Wow, Rachel, that's a great question. Well, you know, it's interesting. I am not the traditional network marketing model. I'm probably all of the upline people that I work with, I'm their nightmare. You know, and I say that because I don't follow the plan that they have in place, because the plan personally just does not fit who I am. It's not the lane that I fit in. And I had a very difficult time initially with network marketing, because I did not fit the model. I wasn't comfortable with calling my friends, you know, inviting them to see a plan, a business plan, without telling them what it was about, just get them to the meeting, and then, you know, pulling them into a business that they would eventually join because they liked me. Mm-hmm. You know, 6 months after doing this, and really receiving some wonderful leadership bonuses and going up the ladder in one of the companies that I'm involved with, I realized that it didn't really feel good to me at the end of the day to have ambushed, in my opinion, it felt like an ambush, to ambush my friends to do something that I personally, at the end of the day, didn't like doing myself. So as I prayed, pondered, and paused, you know, I asked God, I said, well, what, I know that this is a wonderful product. I don't understand how people are really making money doing this, because, you know, it really actually is creating, you know, some problems in my friendships. And as I searched and prayed, you know, God tapped me on my back and said, go into your back office and take a look at the fundraising program that this company has to offer. And lo and behold, Rachel, I stumbled upon something that absolutely fit who I was, something that I could believe in, you know, and a way that I could pitch that felt good to me. So that's really how the fundraising with nonprofit organizations was birthed, through network marketing, my network marketing vehicles. The power, the strength and the power in the product that I have was just unfathomable, and it was unbelievable to be able to say to a nonprofit organization, I have something that will bless your organization, and there's no money involved with your loyal followers. There's no money involved. There's something, you know, they will have to, you know, commit to something, but everybody wins. I had something in my hand where everybody won, and it didn't cost a dime, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I was true to my authentic self, who I actually am, you know, and everyone was blessed in the end. So, you know, I just thank God for staying vigilant and being true to myself and not listening to all of the noise on the outside about how I should be doing my network marketing business, you know, how incorrectly I've been doing it. So at the end of the day, everyone was blessed by the manner in which I actually have approached my network marketing business.
Wow, so it sounds like you were able to, I guess, uncover a bit of a niche. Maybe it was already there, but it wasn't something you were being trained on. It wasn't something that the team you were on was focusing on. You just went into your back office, ran up on it, came to understand it, and then got into implementing. And what's amazing is that what's amazing about that is going out and having some success with it, going through all the trial and error, and actually having some success. Now you're able to show someone else who may also be struggling along or trying to find their way inside the company, you're able to now show them maybe an angle that they can take that could at least get them going and out of the gates until they learn more, maybe about the other aspects of network marketing. So I think that's pretty awesome, because so many people, when they get involved, if they can't adjust to the way network marketing works, they just give up on it. And so for you to go in there and find something that, like you said, is beneficial to everyone, everyone wins, and now set yourself up in a situation where you can share that and teach it to other people, I think it's absolutely awesome. Let me ask you this. Is there going to be a bit of a blueprint for other network marketers and other network marketing companies and nonprofit organizations to kind of follow in order to benefit from everything that you've learned, other companies?
Wow. Yeah, sure, Rachel. That's a great question. Well, what I also realize as I'm putting this blueprint together that is truly my blueprint. It really and it does work. One of the things that I have been thinking about and putting in play into place is some training modules. So I will be launching some training modules, and my target group will be those fundraising professionals that actually work with the key personnel at nonprofit organizations. So, you know, at the end of the day, what would be wonderful, because right now I am the fundraising individual at the nonprofit organization. But what I would love to do is to put this, to launch this across the country so that other organizations with fundraising individuals already in place can duplicate what I have done. Excuse me, can duplicate what I have done. And again, Rachel, it's not about the money, because you know, one of the things that my upline, and if anyone's listening on my upline, you know, please listen carefully. The 25 cents that I'm going to get to spend 6 months of training a fundraising professional at a nonprofit organization will stay on the books, because what I have done is used integrity. And I've recreated myself, and then I'm able to move on somewhere else. So I really think that at the end of the day, I'll be able to look back and not only be excited about what I've done, but how I've done it.
So let me jump in and try to get a little clarity. I'm taking in everything that you're sharing. What you're saying is many organizations that you will come in contact with, they will already have someone kind of in place that may or may not successfully be working to fundraise for that organization, but that person is in place, and one of their tasks is to fundraise, and they may be doing well at it or maybe not or whatever, but you can now come in and train them on what you're doing. They already have an interest in that organization. They're already a part of it. They're already focused on it, and then you can train them with they can take your training modules, and then they will understand your particular fundraising idea, and they will be able to now incorporate that into the organization that they're already working with, and have some additional success with that, and then you can move on and start working with an individual, maybe in another organization. So each of these organizations, many of them have people already in place, is what I'm trying to get to. They already have someone in place that's focused on fundraising. So instead of you coming in and being the fundraising expert for that organization, you're looking to now train the folks already in place with each individual organization to fundraise. I hope I kind of got to that. I know I used a lot of words, but I was just trying to kind of pinpoint what you were sharing.
No, Rachel, you understand exactly what I just said. That's exactly correct. That is exactly correct. So I plan to hold some webinars. The Unity Bridge radio blog program will actually launch August 2012. And, so there will be lots of different ways in which we will be inviting individuals to join our webinars. But, and please don't misunderstand, we're not going to turn anyone away that is interested. There's some network marketing people out there right now, Rachel, mm-hmm. that, would prefer being in fundraising, but there's no one, around to show them the how-to.
Mm-hmm.
How to, and it's my lane. So I've decided that it's my lane. So I'm going to stay in it.
awesome. I think that's really brilliant because those by you going in and visiting with an organization, you have to learn everything about them. And not saying that you wouldn't still learn some things, some things about them, but that person on site that's maybe not working with several organizations, they're working with that one. They already know everything about that organization. They understand the needs. They understand the organization. They know many of the people involved that can also help out with the fundraiser. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant concept to now bring them into the fold and make them independent of you and help them understand how they can benefit and get more funds into the organization that they've been working so hard with. And so I'm amazed by that. I think it's an awesome contribution. I'm thinking of that saying, better to teach someone to fish than bring them the fish, or however that's said. But to empower them in that way is really awesome. Let me give you an opportunity to share what vehicles you plan to use to market the Unity Bridge and everything that you're up to the global community.
Sure, Rachel. Well, our radio blog program will launch August 2012, and we're really excited about that. And, so that will be right now at the moment is going to be a weekly radio blog, but as we grow, I'd like to have additional programs and segments added, but for the moment it's going to be once a week, where we'll be on the air reaching our listeners, so that will be one mechanism. The other mechanism is, certainly I absolutely believe in giving back. I have a very, I think that one of the key components in success, especially in network marketing, is giving back. Anne McNeil, who has fast become my mentor, has pretty much stamped in my brain that people work with people they know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
So I am opening up the lines on the radio blog program. I welcome those that are interested to join me on Facebook. We are actually developing the Unity Bridges Facebook page. It is still in its infancy stage, but nevertheless, you know, I invite any and everyone to join us now, you know, and watch us grow. You know, I'm learning that it's important to be, you know, I'm a planter. I'm not a builder. I'm a planter. I like to, you know, add seeds and mm-hmm. and fertilize, okay? And knowing that about myself, you know, as the Unity Bridge grows, its branches and its leaves and its flowers, you know, I'd like for those that are interested to come and join us and grow with us as we grow, okay? The other way in which we are communicating is through Twitter, okay? Mm-hmm. So the Twitter feed, again, is in its infancy stage, but I actually personally have my own personal Twitter feed, you know, which you can find all of that information on my website. So we're 6 months out, about 6 months out in our launch, and God only knows what we're going to look like 6 months from now. But again, through hard work, integrity, and persistence, you know, all the things that we do have grown and will continue to grow. And again, it's about being true to myself. It's about being authentic and true to who I am and being that person that God has intended for me to be.
Awesome. You know, you always have so much passion and so much compassion with everything that you, you know, everything that you approach, everything that you work on, and it's something that I'm sure that everyone that knows you, it's a quality that everyone who's been able to be in your presence will be or hear from you can really, really come to appreciate the authenticity with what you are looking to create and do. And what you've done so far is so clear, something that someone just listening in this morning can feel. And so we're just so glad to have you on this morning. Everyone, you're listening to NABWIC Talks. We're hearing this morning from Ms. Tanya Marble. And, of course, visit her website at theunitybridge.com. What we want to do now is just kind of turn the page, talk a little bit about NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction. And we want to ask Tanya how you got involved with NABWIC, how you came to be acquainted with NABWIC. And then we want to bring on, hopefully bring on a couple of questions. And so if you're listening in right now and you haven't pressed one, just go ahead and press one so that you can join in and become a part of the conversation with Ms. Tanya Marble. So, Tanya, just take one quick moment to share with us your involvement with NABWIC and how you came to be acquainted with NABWIC.
Sure. Well, you know, I don't know how quick I can do it. I'm going to try.
Okay.
you know, to be honest with you, it was I know exactly when this happened. It was the Sunday before Mother's Day this year, which was not long ago, less than 2 months ago, actually. I received notification that I had been accepted as a friend by Ann McNeil, and I had no recollection of ever friending her. And I was sitting on my balcony, on my deck, having some coffee, and I decided to take a look at her website, at her Facebook page, excuse me. And I immediately, within 12 minutes, I looked at the clock because I was so astounded by it, immediately it became clear to me that this woman had something to deposit into my life, and I didn't know what it was. And that's exactly what I said to her. I sent her a Facebook note, and I told her that. And she sent me a message back. Did you mean to send this to me? And I said, I most certainly did. And she said, well, I'm calling you. And within 15 minutes of receiving her as a Facebook friend, we were on the phone talking. What I was struck by is that this woman, and I didn't know she was the founder of NABWIC. I didn't know she was the first African-American woman in owned her own construction company in Miami, Florida, 40 years ago. I didn't know any of the stuff about her. I only knew that there was something about her, just glancing her Facebook page, that would bless my life. And as we talked, I said to her, I said, "If you've been able to somehow change the financial dynamics of your family. And with black families, this can be a difficult task." And so I was very impressed, and I told her, I said, "There's something that you're supposed to do for me. I don't know what it is." She said, "And you know Anne." And she said, "Well, what is it?" I said, "I don't know." "There's a deposit that you're supposed to make." And she said to me, "You're in Maryland." I said, "Yes, I am." She said, "Well, guess where I'm going to be on Wednesday." So Wednesday, she flew into Washington on business, and I met her. So I met her. It was the fastest meet of any of my Facebook friends ever. I met her 3 days later. And Thursday morning, I was at Transect Academy volunteering. And I spent the entire day, and that experience at Transtech Academy changed my life. It showed me how truly, how special Ms. McNeil was. It showed me, that in all that she does, she still gives back. And that's so important to me. And so I said, I want to follow what she does. I want to learn. I want to give back to her organization. And so I became a member of NABWIC because of the love that she has for young African-American girls in school, in middle and high school. She's bringing engineering, architecture, and construction across the country. And I'm saying it because it's going to happen. And I'm going to help her. So that's how I became affiliated just less than 60 days ago with the National Association of Black Women in Construction. I couldn't be prouder.
Wow, and we are all so proud of the organization and what Anne McNeil. I mean, hearing your story is it's funny, but it's also, to me, nothing is coincidence for you guys to be able to become Facebook friends, have a quick conversation, and then be in each other's presence all within a week. It does say that there is some fate, some destiny, because what you've also brought to the organization and contributed has been huge, and I'm sure that everyone, and like you said, in just a couple months, Anne was looking for you, or the organization was looking for you as much as you possibly were looking for her. Without even knowing it. And so what I'd like to do right now is just open up the line of Ms. Anne McNeil. We're so blessed to have her on, and maybe she'll jump on and share and become a part of the conversation. Good morning, Anne.
Well, good morning to both of you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Anne McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives, and I have just been so blessed this morning by this Blog Talk Radio program. And so I just wanted to just share with the two of you that NABWIC members are experiencing a major, major growth in our organization and our lives personally and in business as a result of being at the WeBank conference in Orlando. And so I just wanted to just say that first off, because I think that as we grow, and especially listening to Tanya talk about her vision and her goals for her life and her business, and just hooking up with organizations like WeBank can really help us get there a lot faster than we could on our own. And so I just wanted to just encourage all of our listening audience to continue to listen in. And Tanya, I cannot tell you how much my life and NABWIC has been enriched by you committing to be an unofficial official, if you will, armor bearer for me personally and professionally, and for the organization in helping us to get our blog talk radio program where it could be and should be. So with that, I'm going to yield to the next caller, but I just had to come on and just say thank you so very much, and we really appreciate what you're doing. Thanks.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from Mrs. Ann McNeil, the master builder building Better Lives. And so we were so glad that we were blessed to have her on this morning. And Tanya, you know, you gave an amazing interview, shared so much, and I'm sure it was very enlightening. It was definitely enlightening for me and for so many of our listeners. And listeners, just know that you can listen now. I'm sure those of you that are listening live, that's awesome. But you can also listen again to the show. It will be archived there on our NABWIC Blog Talk Radio website. And also you can take the link and put it on your Facebook, tweet it, email it or text it out to a friend, anyone that you know, or to an organization, anyone that you really believe will benefit from the conversation that we had this morning here on NABWIC Talks with Ms. Tanya Marble. And so, again, her website is www.theunitybridge.biz. Definitely go by and visit that website. And also go by NABWIC's website, www.nabwic.org. That's NABWIC, National Association of Black Women in Construction. Go by NABWIC.org, learn more about our growing national organization. Join the email list and consider becoming a part of the organization. And also, we'd love to have you on one of our future shows. So as we begin to wind down, I want to get back to the conversation with Tanya and just give you that opportunity to share any additional contact information or any other notes that you'd like to share here at the end of the show.
Again, you can reach me on Facebook at Tanya Marble. That's TanyaMarble is my last name. And we have a Facebook page, the Unity Bridge, that is being developed. Join and share. God bless you, Rachel Moore. God bless you, NABWIC. And certainly God bless you, Ann McNeil. And I am just excited about what God has in store for us yet.
Awesome, Tanya. And thank you so much for blessing us with your presence this morning and coming on and being a guest on our show. We love you for it. So that's it, everyone. We're so glad that you were able to listen in this morning. And again, spread the word. We invite you to comment, post and repost, tweet and retweet, email, text, and share. Get the word out about NABWIC, what we're up to, and forward out the links. And also, you're invited to listen to any of our previous shows there on the archives, and understand that we are on every Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So definitely be here next week. Invite a friend and listen in. This is Rachel Moore signing off. Thank you, Ann McNeil, for joining in and becoming a part of the conversation there briefly. We enjoyed having you. And again, thanks to you, Tanya. So everyone that's listening in, go out and have a very prosperous but also very peaceful day. We thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next week. This is Rachel Moore signing off from Miami, Florida. Have a great day.